dear friends in Christ. Throughout the centuries, God sent prophets to predict many different events and facts concerning the promised Savior, the promised Messiah. And among the most important of the Old Testament prophets, we have Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel. And these four prophets are considered or are known as the four greater prophets. And it was through the prophets that God foretold many things, many details about the Redeemer. The prophets would give details concerning the Messiah's birth, his person, his sufferings, and his death. And God enlightened the prophets so that they could speak in God's name to the Jews. And in doing so, they would be able to prepare the Jewish people for the coming of the Messiah into the world, to prepare the groundwork for the entrance of the Messiah into the world. Now, overall, in the Old Testament, there were about 70 prophets, the last of the prophets being Malachias, who lived some 450 years before Christ. But these prophets would, like I said, give these details and prepare men's minds and hearts so that they would know the Messiah when he would come into this world, and they would receive him. So God revealed to the prophets many details. So when we think about, for example, the prophecies concerning the birth of the Messiah, we have many beautiful, much beautiful information that is given to us. For example, we know that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem when the Jews were no longer free, as we read in the book of Micaeus. And thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, art a little one among the thousands of Judah. Out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel. And his going forth is from the beginning, from the days of eternity. And the shelter shall not be taken away from Judah, till he come that is to be sent, and he shall be the expectation of nations. We also have the prediction that the Messiah was to be born of a virgin of the house of David. As Isaiah the prophet prophesied, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. We also know that the Messiah was to be preceded by a precursor who would preach in the desert, as we read in today's gospel. We read that this was predicted by Isaiah the prophet, that there would be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert the paths of our God. We also have the prophets who prophesied that a new star was to announce the birth of the Messiah, and also that he would be adored by kings from distant lands, bringing him gifts. As we read in the book of Numbers, a star shall arise out of Jacob, and a scepter shall spring up from Israel. And as we read from King David, the kings of Tarsus and the islands shall offer presents and gifts. The kings of the Arabians and Asala shall bring him gifts. We also know that there will be many children that will be put to death at the time of the Messiah's birth. As we read in the book of Jeremiah, a voice was heard on high, lamentation, of mourning and of weeping, of Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no longer. So when it comes to the season of Advent, we see that of the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah is the one that stands out amongst all of the other prophets. Now, Isaiah the prophet is considered to be the greatest and the most outstanding of the Old Testament prophets. And the fathers of the church go so far as to agree that Isaiah is to be considered the greatest of the literary prophets, and that his prophecies are so important in the New Testament that they call him the first evangelist. So Isaiah the prophet is, we can consider him to be the prophet of this season of Advent. And his prophecies predicted so many aspects of the life of Jesus. And he proclaimed the coming of the promised Messiah in great detail, and some of the most beautiful verses of the Old Testament. And very interestingly, not only does he prophesy about his birth, but also gives very great details about the future sufferings and humiliations of Christ. And when we think about the liturgy during the season of Advent, we know that the church incorporates very heavily from the writings of, and the beautiful writings of this prophet Isaiah. So after the king, to imagine the Psalms of King David, Isaiah is the Old Testament prophet, or Old Testament book most quoted in the New Testament. And he is quoted over 90 times in the New Testament, and especially during this Advent season. Three quarters of the prophetic readings that the church has placed before us in our liturgy have been taken from this great prophet. And this is one of the reasons why we can consider him as the prophet of Advent. And we think about Isaiah the prophet, and we can reflect upon his readings, how he speaks about and writes about the virgin birth, how a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. And he writes about how this Messiah would have great role and power, as he writes, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the King, the Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever powerful, from David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever." And Isaiah also says that there shall come forth a rod out of the root of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So when we read through the readings and the writings of Isaiah the prophet, we catch a glimpse into how very eagerly he looked forward to the coming of the promised Messiah. And Isaiah helps us to prepare the coming of our divine Lord. And not only does the church hold Isaiah the prophet up to us, but also the church holds up to us St. John the Baptist, especially in today's gospel. We see how the church reminds us that St. John the Baptist was the precursor of Christ, and he was to prepare the minds and the hearts of men immediately before our divine Lord would begin his public life. And very interestingly, that is the reason why he is known as the precursor, because that is the role that he played to prepare the minds and the hearts of men for the coming of our divine Lord and to receive this message. But the word precursor is taken from a Latin word which means one who runs before. Now, in days of old, when kings would travel from town to town, would go to different villages, they would send heralds to run before him to alert the people that he was coming. In that way, the people would be able to give proper respect and due honor and reverence to the king and would not be caught by surprise. So this chosen person was one who would run before the king, so to say, ahead of him to announce the one who was to come. And this is exactly the word job, I should say, that St. John was to do. That he was to prepare the people for the entrance of the King of Kings, the Messiah, into this world. So that is why St. John the Baptist is called the precursor of Christ, the one who runs before. Now, we know that St. John the Baptist was the cousin of our divine Lord. He was the son of Zachary and Elizabeth, Elizabeth being the cousin of our Blessed Mother. But St. John the Baptist lived a very rigorous life of penance in the desert, preparing himself for his role of being the forerunner, the precursor of the Savior. And it was about 2 years before Christ started his public life that St. John the Baptist went forth or out of the desert and began to preach penance, and he began to baptize in the Jordan all those who believed in his teachings and wished to begin a new life. And St. John the Baptist always pointed to Christ as being the Messiah, as being the Lamb of God. And that is where we get the beautiful words that are incorporated into the Mass. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold he who takes away the sins of the world. And words that were mentioned and were said by St. John the Baptist. And as in today's Gospel, his disciples of St. John go to our Lord and ask him, "Are you the promised Messiah?" And our Lord makes it clear that he is. And St. John, like I said, was always pointing to Christ as being the promised Messiah. So when we think about St. John the Baptist, we can pray to him and ask him to help us to prepare during the season of Advent for the wonderful birth of Christ that we will celebrate on the Feast of the Nativity. So not only did he prepare the way for Christ back in his day, but he also can do the same in our own day. And that is why we should strive to pray to St. John the Baptist during the season of Advent, which we know the season of Advent is a time of penance, a time for us to prepare our minds and our hearts for the coming of Christ into this world. And we commemorate that event at Christmas on the Feast of the Nativity. So on this Sunday, we can remember to reflect upon the writings of Isaiah the prophet of Advent, and we can also pray to St. John the Baptist, the precursor of Christ. And let us make sure that we use this season of Advent well. It is a very short season that's going to go by very quickly. And let us not be caught up by the spirit of the world. We know that we will be given plenty of time to celebrate the wonderful birth of Christ. That is why we have the season of Christmastide. But here now, the season of Advent is one of preparation, one of penance. Let us make sure that we don't get distracted from what we need to be doing during this holy season, and that is to prepare our minds and our hearts and our souls for the celebration of the Feast of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.